Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This episode is brought to you by the Stoic Integrity Coaching Program. Become a better professional with integrity and build a career on character. Find out more at livestoic.com/coaching. The reasoning mind is the most powerful tool in the practice of Stoicism, but the mind needs to be cared for. Find out how to maintain your brain by signing up for my free weekly newsletter. When you sign up, you get instant access to 2 free reports, how to implement Stoicism in 7 areas of life, and how to start a daily journal. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Discourses, Book 1, Chapter 12, Verse 30. What then, since you are such, is there no remedy afforded you? Now surely, if you were ignorant of the purpose for which you possess the faculty of sight, you would be wretched and miserable if you shut your eyes when colors pass before you. So you are not more wretched and miserable at being ignorant, that you may have the greatness of soul and nobility of spirit to confront anything that may happen to you? Things proportionate to the faculty that you are brought before you, but you turn that faculty away at every time when you ought to keep it unclosed and clear-sighted. Why do you not rather give thanks to the gods that have made you superior to everything that they did not place in your power and have rendered you accountable only for what is in your power? They have discharged you from all accountability for your parents and likewise for your brothers and for your body and for your property, death, life. For what then have they made you accountable? For that which alone is in your power and proper use of your impressions. Why then should you draw upon yourself those things which are not accountable? You are merely creating trouble for yourself. One of the aspects of Stoicism is the understanding of control, that we can only control what was in our sphere of influence, what we can control ourselves. And through this, we can develop a sense of gratitude. When facing the pressures and demands of our daily lives, it can be challenging to stop and think about what we are grateful for in our lives under these circumstances. You have to pause and look around. A simple way to cultivate a habit of gratitude is take a moment in your day and ask yourself what you can be grateful for in your life. The critical thing to remember is to take a few moments and think about what you are thankful for and what has brought you to your life at this point. Look toward yourself. Take a look at yourself. Can you cultivate a habit of being appreciative and grateful to yourself and give notice a significant boost to your self-esteem and self-confidence? Remember, self-gratitude doesn't have to be about your achievements, but it's also about the qualities you possess. Think about what you take for granted. You don't have to focus on the big and obvious things to be grateful in your life. Think about the smaller things that you're thankful for. Open your eyes to the little daily things in life and seeing the simple beauty in life. Do it early or do it late. The only way you can make a habit of gratitude is to stick with it and not allow it to become something you forget about. It has to be something you have to cultivate. It has to be something you have to spend maybe an evening, every evening, a couple of minutes every day, thinking about what you're thankful for and express your gratitude. Truly boost your habits, you have to express your gratitude through the way you live and the way you act and the way you behave. Make other people happier in life by showing you're grateful for what you have. Put a smile on their face and it make you happier as well. It doesn't take a ton of time or effort to make gratitude a habit. Small steps to show your appreciation can boost your happiness. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.